not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand of Dirt, a gardening podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. I am calm right now, finally. I was stuck in traffic, so we got started a little bit late. So this is going to be one of our shorter shows. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
I'm great. Shorter shows. Happy July, everyone.
Yeah, dude. This has been, honestly, a terrible summer. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L_Cerberino. Vocalist and guitarist for the Killer Ants. Ants with a Z or a Z, depending on where you live. How are you doing?
I'm good. There's just so much in the summer, which is why this happens. I think it's funny that in the fall when we're all
locked
worn
in
down and like locked, but we're locked in, but we're worn down by it. We all like find these moments of like, we actually need the 2.5 hours with each other. And that's why they get so long. I think. I don't know.
I mean,
that's deep, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, it's just like, I need to dip my pen in your ink for a minute.
Baby. I mean, between swim, getting them ready for the pool, doing all this. Like, I'm just like...
It's a lot of expectations, man.
Yes. And I still have to book tickets for this family reunion that I got to go to at the end of this month or towards the end of the month. And there's just a lot of stuff that's, like, kind of been foisted upon me. And we're in the middle of making a very huge decision with respect to swim, where it would be, like... We would have to, like, go, like, 3 days a week, including a Saturday, plus meets that are out of town, plus would have to change piano time so that she can still continue with piano. Like,
is this AAU swim, essentially?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the difference between good and great right here. I mean, you're staring it right in the face.
That's a point. That's definitely a point.
I got some work decisions that I got to figure out. So I've got to have a call with my agent this week.
Oh, man. Damn, son. Are you still going to be a part of our ACC Media Days coverage?
Oh, 100%. I just got the file share from Tripp.
All right. Way to go, Tripp. Way to get it done.
Shout out to the Herberts.
Yeah, he's working.
Way to punch the clock on a Monday, dude.
There we go. And this is a gardening podcast about football. I got 8 tomatoes growing.
Okay, player.
Yeah, hey. I got 8 tomatoes. They're still a little bit, they're about the size of a golf ball right now.
Dang, bro.
Getting there, though. I remember the picture a week and a half ago that was just little
niblets, boys,
you know?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, I got, so green thumb's still showing up, but I got to keep taking care of them because it's been so freaking hot. These girls, they got to get watered down in the morning and watered down at night. Because otherwise you get, you know, that droop.
Mm-hmm. They're thirsty.
They start to droop and they're like, I'm like, man, I can't have this happening. I'm like,
you just can't watch them suffer.
Yeah, they just are like, I need a break. And they don't got, they don't have a break.
Nah. Just got to cool off. They need some break time too. He's responsible for taking those girls to the pool and taking his tomato girls to the pool, too.
Yeah.
They need it. They need their pool time.
Gotta have it.
2 times a day.
They gotta have it. Wow, we talked about Father's Day already, right?
Yeah, man. Weeks ago. Where you been?
When is Father's Day? That's a holiday?
No. No, it's not.
This is the July 4th recap show.
Oh, yeah, July 4th. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I was thinking about. I meant to say that.
Top What'd three holiday.
No, I went, absolutely
I went to the,
not.
I went to the pool. I got some sun. I overconsumed food and alcohol and then watched fireworks. It's a great day. It's a great day.
Dude.
Hartzell never responded to me on the 4th of July.
What did you say?
I sent him a cheesy a smash burger, and I squeezed it, and the juices was coming out of it, and he didn't respond to it at all.
I was in the sun and the sauce. I'm sorry. I'm going to pull this up now.
No, dude.
It was a that's what I did, though. I cooked awesome food. I didn't watch fireworks, though. I heard them.
Oh,
heard
God.
Them going off. I've seen fireworks before.
This burger looks 100 out of 100 good. God dang, boy.
Yeah, it's perfect. Felder, I spent the whole first part of the day, because I haven't used the Blackstone in a bit, just getting it back. And I did an entire jar of the conditioner, which is like shortening and palm oil and several different kinds of shortenings and oils. And I got that shit looking so black and glassy when I did right before I did the burgers.
Oiling and lotioning and oiling.
No, man, my shit's on point right now. The griddle top is.
Dude, how many slices?
It looks
of
like my grandparents
are on this burger.
Two slices of Americon.
God dang, it looks amazing.
I'll send it to you too, Felder. I don't know if it'll come through as
the
well.
Cheese
with
is like liquefied. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't respond to this. It was just just one of those.
It's just one of those days.
Is that Limp Bizkit?
I'm glad you guys had a good time on the 4th of July.
I didn't really, but...
Okay,
my dad was up my ass the entire fucking day with my grill. Like, I was like, get away from me, back off. I got this.
Too close, man.
I had a moment with him. I was actually mean to my dad at one point. And I feel bad about it.
Do you know how long I was... I go downstairs to go to the bathroom. Try. And... Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to surprise them. I will go to the pool. Because if I go to the pool, then maybe I don't have to go to fireworks. So I come upstairs and I got my swim trunks on. They're like, oh my God. Yeah, he's going to the pool. And I'm like, I'm not staying long. I already got all my running stuff in the car. Like, ready for me to leave. I'm like, give me 2 hours and I'm out of here. They're so excited that I'm going to go to the pool. So I go to the pool. How long do you think I was there?
5 hours.
Oh, boy. Eight.
Four and change.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Just getting the shit kicked out of me.
I mean, yeah, it was 100 degrees. It was a perfect day.
It was? That's not a perfect day.
It's July 4th, son. Like, I understand you want it to be 73 and cloudy. That's not happening on July the 4th.
It's such a perfect day.
No, but I'm saying, like... I haven't had a perfect day.
Well, we need to work on that.
Well, there's nothing that can be done. So it's fine. What I've realized is you have to just resign yours. I have to resign myself to the reality.
Yeah. You got to let them girls beat you up at the pool.
Yeah. And I'm throwing kids. My shoulder hurts.
It's getting picked on at the pool, guys.
Here's the thing. I'm not getting picked on at the pool.
You're being bullied at the pool because they know that you can't say no because
for sure
you have no choice. They are using that to their advantage to beat the ever living shit out of you.
Well, I mean, the sun just
trying
the
to drown you all the time.
The sun's doing that job.
And I know. And then they're just kicking you while you're down.
But it's like, it's one of these things where when I go to the pool, people get so excited to see me at the pool.
I know. You're fun. You're a fun guy. I understand
I'm good 100%. At that.
You are, listen, as someone who has been around you.
Right.
I like it.
It's the same thing as
shit.
Like media.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as media days, right? Like,
everyone
saw me
is
walk
like,
in.
Felder. Happened to Natty, too. Felder. Everyone's stoked to see
you. Yeah. Yeah. In
life
in
of the party.
Yeah. What's up, big dog?
Yep. Yeah, literally, you know that's going to happen in a few weeks when I go to ACC Media Days. What's Roddy going to say to me?
He's going to say, hey, what's up, big dog?
What's up,
big dog? So,
y'all
going to
see the handshake and everything. I synced it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In my mind, I'm like, I went to the pool. I don't got to go to fireworks.
Yeah.
And so my kid says...
But did that happen?
My kid says... We're going to fireworks later. And I was like, we ain't going to fireworks.
You are.
She took that to mean like we aren't as a family unit going to fireworks. Mm, what I meant was
she broke
we
down.
Aren't going. Y'all go. I'm not.
But did she break down in that moment?
And then she cried.
Yeah, that was bad.
Not good. She cried.
Should have done that, maybe.
So, guess what I ended up doing?
Going to fireworks.
Going to fireworks. So, we came home from the pool, tried to cool off. My wife took a long-ass nap. She took a long-ass nap. Savannah lay down in the bed for a minute. I still got to make dinner. I got to get these hot dogs up. Get the hot dogs up. Get all that stuff ready. And then we go. The good thing is, I will say this. We did not go back to this swim club for fireworks. Which I'm very glad we didn't. Because apparently they had two major incidents.
What do you mean? Someone shit it in the pool?
No. The fireworks part. No. Somebody got drunk and tried to drive their golf cart up the hill.
Hell yeah. I saw Kyle Schatzberger do that the other day, but he wasn't drunk. He's just dumb.
And, I mean, I'm talking about like...
He flipped it. He flipped his golf cart.
That's exactly... Like, people had to stop it from doing that.
Yeah, no. Nobody stopped it from happening to our friends. I was there.
And then one of the fireworks got kicked over or something and shot directly into, like... There's hundreds of people here. Shot it directly into the crowd. And... People got burned, like, for real. So I'm glad we didn't go back there. We went across. The good thing is we found a new fireworks spot. It's across the street. It's with a good, like one of Savannah's best friends and one of my wife's really good friends and a guy I don't mind being around. And so we go there. We went there. And there's another family that lives across the street from them. And there's another family that lives next to them that we like. So we all went over there, had like normal style, small level fireworks. And I stand by this. I don't think we need to see fireworks ever again.
Well, you may feel that way just 3 days removed from...
Not 3 days removed. 365 days. Hang on. Let's do the math. I went to the mall.
368.
I went to the mall, let's call it, I'm going to say when I was 8. Okay, I'm 40. 40 minus 8 is 32. 32 times, let's call them 365. So that's 11,680 days plus the 3, like you mentioned, Serbs. So that's 11,683 days. I have not needed to see fireworks.
Yeah, because you saw them that time when you were 8.
At the National Mall.
Yeah.
What kind of smoke is anybody else going to bring that's better than that?
The kind of smoke where you light your Murray, own fireworks, though. Frankly.
Well, that's what I...
You go to Lake Murray and you find a Gamecock fan and a Tiger fan that live next to each other that are just a little bit competitive.
National Mall going to beat their ass every time.
I don't know if they will, though.
Listen.
But here's the thing. My lone caveat on fireworks is if you are, you and the boys... I don't care if you're using beer bottles, Coke bottles, whatever it is. If you're shooting bottle rockets at each other.
Hell yeah.
Roman candles at each other. That is fun fireworks.
That's playing.
That's playing. That's fun. I never in my life, I will continue to do it because I know that my family likes it. But I never need to sit on a rug or a mat or whatever and look up. At fireworks. I never need to do that ever.
I don't think your take is flaming hot. I'm more curious, Hartzell, why do you, a 40-year-old man, like them?
I'm actually, I woke up this morning, 42, actually.
Birthday.
Had a birthday over the weekend. Thank you.
You should be embracing 40 until you're 50 would be my play.
I feel 32. You. I feel 22 in some areas. Frankly.
Okay, Taylor.
You don't look it.
Well, God damn.
I remember you when you were 32, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much. I like
much
fireworks.
Crunchier.
I like things exploding. I like fire. I like noise. And I'm here for the oohs and the ahs. When that grand finale hits, bro, whoo, baby.
It's underwhelming to you?
No, it's not.
That's surprising.
I would rather listen to War Games on Fort Bragg than fireworks.
Yeah,
you shoot off M80s in the yard growing up, Felder?
Yeah.
See, Hartzell, did you do that?
Yeah, we used to put them in people's mailboxes.
Then I don't understand how you could be so excited by these things. Because, once you've seen that shit up close and personal and heard the loudest bangs, I don't know what type of explosives my grandfather had.
Look.
I know. You know what I mean?
I do.
But,
know,
that shit blew up real big. I'm underwhelmed by every grand finale.
I know what you mean. And I
that's why I bring up the mall. That's the reason I bring up the National Mall.
Every grand finale is just the intro at the mall, right?
That's like saying, hey, I've been to a night game at Death Valley. I've been to a night game at Tiger Stadium. I've seen X. Therefore, nothing else will compare.
No, it's not.
Well,
because
here's the thing.
Every football stadium's in a different place, though. To jump you, Felder, every football stadium's in a different place with different people and different traditions and different cultures. The fireworks are the fucking same everywhere.
Wrong.
Yes, they are. They're
wrong.
Not different.
Wrong.
There's no different flavor.
They are to me.
There's no different sounds. There's no different sights. It's the same every time.
So here's
not
what
the
I'm
same.
Here's what I'll say, Hartzell, to go back to your point, I have stopped watching Major League Baseball in the way that I used to. Why?
Because they're non-athletes. That's an easy one.
That's no, because the Astros won the World Series.
So you're done. You've tapped out. You got yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm good. They reached the pinnacle, just like the fireworks at the National Mall are the pinnacle.
They may have cheated
to
reach that pinnacle.
Don't care.
Okay.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Why would that bother me at all?
Well, just the whole cheating part.
I don't care about cheating.
That means they really want to win. You don't want to root for people who want to win so badly they would cheat to do
it? Let's keep this on the tracks. Let's.
I'm just saying, your point has
been...
You ain't
got enough NASCAR in you, Hartzell.
I think I completely shut your point down.
I don't think you did, but it's fine that you feel that way.
For myself?
It's fine.
Yeah, I did.
Feel that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got his ass.
You did not get my ass.
You need ointment for your bum.
No ass was got
is lit up.
I fuck with fireworks. Y'all don't. Next.
Yeah, but I have a reason.
We're adults.
Neat.
Again, and I gave you the caveat. If you are shooting them at each other, or there is a put it in reverse Terry moment, I'm fine with that. That's funny.
Yeah, that's great.
But otherwise, don't ever need to see them again in my life.
Okay, fine. Going back to one of the original tenets of this podcast, one of the founding fathers, one of the pillars of the show when we created
gardening.
Don't yuck other people's yums. Fireworks are my yum. One of them. So, next.
Why don't you yum D's?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I got a massage this morning before we came in to do the show today.
Nice. Hang on, but I'm not done.
I want to talk about the massage.
Here's what I'm saying.
You don't want to hear me talk about the massage?
I want to hear you talk about it, but I just want to say I'm not here to yuck your yum. I don't understand it. And the thing for me is I also don't like being subjected to it, even though I know I have to be.
This is America, Jack.
It's American. All right. So you got a massage. Was this a gift card situation
this was a birthday present from my wife, who I love dearly. And
my wife.
There's someone that she goes to for deep tissue massage. Her name is Judith. She is a diminutive European woman.
Oh, no.
With extremely strong hands.
Okay. I'm back in.
She goes to work, bro.
Yeah.
To the point where she's like,
is this too much?
How is the pressure? And for me, it's okay. But there are times where I'm like, this is a little. So anyway, I have a hard time relaxing. As somebody who is getting the massage, I try to be a good massage partner. In that I'm trying to work on my breathing, just be relaxed, because they're Felder, you grew up.
Play the soundbite.
Which one?
Calm down. It's okay.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's hard when somebody's like manipulating your body. You know what I'm saying? Like they're moving you around.
I love it.
And Felder, maybe you have a different take on this because you grew up like, you know, going to training table, like getting massages. Like,
well, training table is where you eat. But yes.
God is that. Man.
You know what I'm saying.
You gonna call it sports ball next, Hartzell?
Sports ball. Hello, fellow young people.
No, but yeah, the number one thing I miss, like obviously I miss my friends, like my teammates from college football, but the number one thing that's not like people oriented that I miss about college football is I used to get a at least one massage a week. And they were sports massages. Did you get a sports massage or like a deep tissue?
This was a full body massage, but there were parts that were like emphasized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like
lingering in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't think it was a true deep tissue massage. Like I don't think it was that. I guess it was probably closer to a sports massage? Question mark. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what I got.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling very relaxed, and I have lotion all over my body. Not all over, but you know what I mean. Most places.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why wouldn't you have it all over your body?
I mean, because, you know, like, I feel like there have been multiple professional athletes in the last couple of years who have abused the massage athlete or masseuse athlete relationship.
Yeah. Deshaun.
Yeah, well, you don't have it everywhere like Deshaun.
I just want to clarify that I didn't go Justin Tucker, okay? This was a shoulder. There were some gluteals. I mean, there were some gluteals that were getting activated.
Some butt stuff.
You got to get the glutes, though.
For me, it's the lower back and the glutes and the hips. That's where I should.
You got a little bit of sciatica, huh?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
it doesn't. Well, I'm just saying, lower back into the hips, thighs, that's sciatic.
I don't love the sound of that, server. I don't.
It's a sciatic nerve.
It's your sciatic nerve. What are you talking about?
It's very normal for men our age to just experience a little, you know, pressure and need to stretch in that region to make sure things stay loose.
Well, I feel great.
Things get compressed, you know.
Boy, things get compressed. Wrong.
You run. You know what I mean? That's a lot of lower spinal compression on that impact.
Absolutely.
You can hear me doing it there. That's what happens to you, man.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you, frankly. But you know what? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for doing something about it.
Oh, shit.
Dude,
you stand up for yourself, and that's big. That's a big thing.
It's a beautiful
and
thing.
And we're all happy for you, Hartzell. Thank we're all you. Happy for you.
Like, I truly, like, not a joke.
I ain't
that's
joking.
The thing. That is the thing I miss so much. Because you just go in there, and they go to work on you, and they're like, they're students. So they like are like learning what from the head trainers. They're learning stuff, and they're like, okay, how does that? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like when I go get massages now, I will either ask for like the strongest lady, which it seems like you've got,
yeah,
or I'll just get a man. Bro, I don't care.
Yeah, Judith don't play. I mean, she is very strong.
Right.
Like, that's like, I'm not in there to like get rubbed down. I'm in there to get worked out.
Yeah. How is depression?
Like, I like that. That's what I need. That's what
pull
I require.
Pull me apart like soft bread.
Like, I need, that's what I need them to freaking treat me like they're needing like sourdough. Like, let's get in.
Put
there.
Me to sleep with your kind boots.
And it's just, I can't, like, I cannot, like, I have to have that. That's the level of pressure. Like, I don't need someone to like rub on my back. I need someone to punish me.
I have not had enough massages where I've had like a bad massage, but I've heard from people that have had them, and that sounds miserable. You're just there for an hour. Nobody's, they're not putting the proper amount of force. There's no conviction with
what
they're doing.
But that's what a lot of people like that.
Yeah, that's not a massage though.
I'm not a fucking cat, dude. I don't need to get pet.
No, he's
I mean,
cat
you are
daddy.
A cat daddy, though. I mean,
I'm a rabbit daddy at this point.
Patricia, right? Isn't that her name?
Yeah, Patricia.
Lingerer.
She does not like to be called Patty.
She be coming. She, like, literally, she just
round
is like.
Round the mountain when she comes.
She's, right? Like, in my yard. Like,
classic.
She's, like, up by the door at this point. And I'm like, lady, You know you should be scared of me, right?
Yeah, no, she ain't though. She knows. You ain't gonna hurt her.
Like, what's the closest you ever got to, like, a rabbit that wasn't, like, a domestic rabbit?
Not that close.
Right.
Like, the driveway? I mean, like, I don't roll up on them.
Yeah, the rabbits post usually video is, like, off. 5 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been 3 feet away from this rabbit.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels safe around you, man. It's good. It's good.
Rabbit thinks you cute.
So, yeah.
Or weak. One or the other.
Oh, man. I will rain her neck. I didn't even think about that. They're like...
If I got my hands on her, I would wring her neck. Also, I sent the voicemails. We got a lot.
I have the voicemails. They're ready to go. This is a lot of voicemails, and you know this is not a long show. So
I know, and there's a lot of people that, and you'll like this because after giving you a hard time, there are many people that will try to dunk on me, and I will defend myself. So let's go to 218 main character.
Oh, okay. Bro, what? Hang on, I gotta fix the audio here. This is
yeah, what was that all about?
This is the voicemail. Let's try this again.
Hey, can I meet Ethan? I cannot stop laughing at Felder right now. He comes out and says that he doesn't have any main character energy. And then goes out and says, I'll never share a recipe with anyone. I'm not writing anything down. They have to cook it with me, or I'm not going to do it. Or he'll start a story and be like, you know, Gary down at the store, my butcher. And you're like, who's Gary? And it's like, oh, it's the guy that works at the grocery store. What, you don't know Gary? I got Patricia hanging out in the backyard. Who? What's Patricia? A rabbit. Elder, that's the most main character shit ever. Anyway... Let's grow, boys.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that's main character shit. Having friends?
I knew it was going to get so bad.
I mean, the recipe thing, maybe that's main character energy. I don't think it is. I think that is wanting people that view themselves as main characters to take a step back into my world and see how hard this stuff is. Because they just want it easy. Again, that's main character energy to me. But it is what it is, you know?
I thought this was going to be a team heart soul on, like, the cucumber.
Oh, we got that, too. Go ahead and play that one.
I mean, there are, I don't...
517
cukes!
Hey, boys. Joe, Lansing. Just start calling about Hartzell and his cucumber debate. all I'm saying is I'm entirely on his side here. Random man approaches me nude, hands me his cucumbers. I ain't trusting that. Let's grow and go green.
Yeah, I love his voice.
Yeah, we played that one last week, I think. But still, love that. Update, by the way. I went to the Y over the weekend.
Someone yeah. gave you their cucumber? What they dick
witnessed,
out?
I witnessed a cucumber exchange.
Yes!
Inside the room that we were working out in. This was not a locker room. This was not a nude cucumber exchange. This was a
what
woman.
Are you doing, like body pump?
Yeah.
And then somebody gave...
It was a body pump class. I got there 15 minutes early to set up, and there was a woman who had a tote bag full of individually wrapped, like, in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Cucumbers that she was just, she had them out on the bench. She was dealing. There were conversations happening. At no point during any of this did I feel like I was missing out on the interactions, on the cucumbers. But I just thought it was interesting that this was happening while everyone was
clothed. You were unencumbered by the fact, by missing out.
You were uncucumbered.
Very good.
Yeah, you were.
Very good.
See what I did there?
Very
good. See what
good. I did there?
Yep. Yeah. I knew you. You're a lit major. You would appreciate that.
That was nice.
I'm just, I don't know, man. I like that. I like that shit, dude.
Like, Patty, what's up, girl? Hey, appreciate these cukes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was an uplifting scene. I tried to get a picture of it, but I did not. And
what weight are you working out with that body pump?
It's a so there's the bar. The plates are, I think the plates are like 11 or 12 pounds each, something in that range. Plus there's a set of fives. So we kind of have a full range of.
You got to do you use a step? There's a step too.
Yeah, there's a bench with like these little risers.
Okay. I get the step. He must.
For me, I'm like the youngest guy in this class by a significant margin. I'm not offended. Like that doesn't bother me at all. It's a way to exercise all the muscles in my body. Frankly, in 60 minutes, which isn't going to happen.
Kick it with some cool old ladies.
There are some cool old ladies in there for sure.
So I think that depends on the Y that you go to, because when I did body pump at the Y near my house, Harris Y, it was like an older crowd. But when I worked at the downtown Y or uptown Y at Childress Klein, it was a lot of young people, like younger like professionals that worked in the city and then would just hit body pump. And my main memory of body pump is my girlfriend at the time being so mad at the instructor and at me because I was so good. I was like, I just got done playing college football, lady. Like, what do you think this is going to do to me? I'm not tired. This is easy. This is a low impact class for people that just want to try to stay in a little bit of shape.
Correct. And that's important. The low impact part.
Yeah, it is. It's very important.
Most people do very lightweight, but you're doing a track for like 4 or 5 minutes. So it's, you know, you want to be a hardo and put some 20s on there. Okay, cool. But like 90 seconds, 2 minutes into this thing, you're going to wish that you didn't.
And I'm not. At that point, I would not at that point.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, my whole fitness thing now is like I still do weights like a couple times a week. Obviously, still picking up my mile every day.
A lot of Chapel Roan on the playlist, by the way, for body.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Yeah, you do love to see it, and I've come back around. I'm listening to her again. I think I just was in a bad mood at that point.
Oh no way.
What, that I could be in a bad mood?
Yeah, that's shocking to me.
It's shocking that I could be in a bad mood. Why are you fucking I know what with you're doing. Myself. That's called sarcasm.
Yeah, why are you fucking with him, though?
Are there any more like, dunk on Felder voicemails while we're in the...
There's another main character.
Okay.
919.
So, I'm sorry, I have to do this.
They all start with laughing.
Dong, dong, dong. I had a kid in high school whose name, and I shit you not, was Long Wang. Played football, great guy. But yeah, his name is Long Wang. shifting gears to the main character energy, I think it's kind of hilarious, Felder, but this whole episode that I've been listening to, you have been exhibiting so much main character energy, and I know this is going to hurt you so much, but between deliver my packages, bitch, to... I do not write recipes down. It's one thing after another, and it is so funny. None of you, by the way, have main character energy. You guys are all great dudes, but it is very funny that you start all of this and then have been kind of acting like the main character. But to be fair, you may be the main character of this pod. Love you guys. Hope you guys had a wonderful fourth, and let's grow.
One, I did not have a wonderful fourth.
He's mad again.
All I'm asking when I say deliver my packages, what I'm saying is, if I write down and look, if someone had told you, if you write down instructions, don't you want them to get followed?
Ideally, yes.
Okay, that's not main character energy. That's literally going out to make sure that that person is aware of what they're supposed to do. That's not main character. Like, fuck, you got some, any of y'all want to come and see what my life looks like? And then you tell me that I got main character. So come see what my fucking life looks like.
He's so bad.
Come see me.
Like, truly, like, Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
I wake up in the morning. I make sure my kid has breakfast. I take her to school. Come home. Sometimes I make sure my wife has breakfast, but I always make sure she has lunch. I pack the pool bag. How is that me being the star of this show?
Well, you are the star of the show because you are the founder, creator, and...
No. Not this show. I'm talking about the show that is my life. My real fucking life. How am I the star of my life? I'm not. I'm a motherfucker that's been on TV. But the star of the show is my wife and my kid.
That's deep. That's deep.
I'm not the star of this, the Felder show. I'm not.
Yeah. He's up for supporting actor awards, not leading, not best actress, best actor.
Yeah. What? And the recipes thing, I don't understand how people think that's main character issue. It's just, if you want to, I don't got, listen, I'm like Lil Wayne, man. I don't write shit because I don't got time. If you want to come to my house and look, you guys have seen what my cabinets look like, right? With the recipes inside them.
Mm-hmm. Come take pictures.
You can come take pictures. I don't give a shit. You ain't gonna taste
on there though.
It ain't gonna taste like how I do it. If you want to learn that, you're gonna have to hang out.
Kick it.
But that's me giving you some game. You kidding me? I feel like fucking, what's his name?
Playoffs?
Yeah, that's what I feel like. You kidding me?
Come see me.
I'm just saying.
Man, fuck Dennis Erickson, by the way, because he fined those players just because they had some hot dogs in a preseason game. I thought it was awesome they got them hot dogs down on the field. Like, Felder... You would have eaten a hot dog if somebody had it. Somebody was like, "Hey, I brought these. Hey, you ain't playing. You know you're gonna get a hot dog."
Hey, speaking of hot dogs, hang on, real quick. Yeah. Do you know about these spiral cut hot dogs?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
If you fucked with these before,
I've never had them before. No.
I made a few over the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? The extra caramelization, is that a real thing?
I found it to be pretty enjoyable.
Caramelized.
So you got to get the skewer, right? You got to put the wooden skewer all the way through that thing.
Yeah,
right.
But then from there, you're just cutting down to the skewer. All right. Twist it up, and then once you get it on the grill, this thing expands. It does get a little extra crispy, but for hot dog, if you're a hot dog toppings guy,
you get them down into the cracks.
Get them down into the grooves. Yeah.
So what does that do with your cheese?
I mean, it enhances it, frankly, and I didn't think that was possible.
Here's my only thing. It's like so many places just split them down the middle, and that gets the same effect. Yeah. It seems easier to just split it down the middle.
Yeah, sure, you can split it.
But I also, you know what I like with respect to this? I've always notched my hot dogs anyways.
Okay.
I've always notched them. And I do like the split dog if you're cooking it on a... like a Blackstone, like on a grill top.
Yeah. Flattened. But I'm with you on just notching, and so that it allows for extra expansion, right?
Yep.
And you get a little bit of extra when you flip that sumbitch on the notches.
Like, it's not, like, to me, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, but you guys are taking, like, extra steps.
Yeah.
Like, what if you just notch the hot dog and then... which is what I already do. Like, I learned that from my mom. I get it from my mama. My mom been notching hot dogs forever. Because my mom likes a charred dog.
Yeah.
Where do we stand at on how we like our hot dogs to be cooked?
All the ways.
Yeah?
I've yet to have a hot dog prepared that I was like, poof. No. Boiled hot dogs, fine. Grilled hot dogs on like a cookout grill, like with the bars, fine. Split hot dog on a flat top grill, excellent. Notched hot dogs, slightly split hot dogs. I haven't had a spiral, looks great. Stick a fucking hot dog in the microwave, put it on a bun with ketchup and mustard. Delicious. That's what I used love to eat. Hot dogs.
I love hot dogs too. Like, bro, give me a glizzy. Like, I truly
all the ways.
When I used to work at the YMCA, I used to do what the last thing that you said. I used to microwave a hot dog in the morning,
yep,
and just eat it on my way to work because I had to get something in my stomach because I was opening the Y at 5.
Yeah, I mean it.
To watch it's Masters fine. Swim, you guys don't it's know fine. About Masters Swim. Mm-mm. It's like
no.
adults that are still doing swim team.
Nice. Can I also just say something about ketchup on hot dogs? Because people get so defensive and upset. A hot dog is the scraped up innards and buttholes, lips and peckers, all the like really other. Like not great parts of the meat. It's all the other shit packed into a tube and compressed. And then you literally can, like I said, just heat it up any of those ways and it's fine. Like, don't tell me that I'm it's wrong for cooked. Putting ketchup on it. But don't tell me I'm cooked. Exactly. It's already, that's the thing. It's already boiled and cooked. Like, don't tell me I'm wrong for putting ketchup on it. Yes. Is ketchup like not a, like elevated profile? Yeah. 100%.
Neither is a hot dog.
Neither is a fucking hot dog. Thank you. Thank you. And that's my piece on ketchup.
You
on
put
hot
the
dogs.
Ketchup on first though. And then the mustard, right? For yellow over red, tech over.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Go Jackets.
Okay. Just checking.
All right.
Although I always thought it was funny that dude that started the Varsity, they told him he'd never make anything of himself, so he opened the restaurant across the street, and then, like, it's the big, big, huge restaurant now.
All right, so let's run through these.
So the Jacket's fucked up.
By the way, be ready for a lot of Georgia Tech football talk, and I'm not joking.
They're going to be really good this year.
They are.
Like,
I mean, yeah. Is
maybe compete for the ACC championship?
Is Haynes King QB2 in the ACC?
I thought so. That this is a debate and a discussion because people are going to put Jennings above him, which, all right, like, I get it. The guy did go to the playoffs with SMU.
I'd say wait and see. That's a 2A, 2B to me if we're going to say he, like, I just don't know that you could say that dude's better than him.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. Like, I like Kevin Jennings.
Sure.
But... that's, I mean, I don't know, man.
There's also the reclamation project.
Get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit.
Just, okay, all right, fine. Just Carson Beck was the preseason Heisman favorite this time a year ago. I'm just putting it out there.
And guess what? Look, I know. He's got to show, look, my family's from Missouri. You better show, that's a show me state. So you're going to have to show me a lot, baby. Because all that I know so far, I have not seen anyone from Miami be excited about him. I have not seen anyone from Miami, none of the players, stand up for him. All that I have seen is the news report that his, a Range Rover and a Lamborghini got stolen from his apartment or his townhouse or whatever, and he got dumped by his girlfriend, and then his girlfriend said, nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a draft day situation, right?
Like, yeah.
Like that, like, Kevin Costner movie. What do you mean none of his teammates went to his birthday party?
Like, it's literally, like, think about it. Have we heard anyone from Georgia say, like, oh, man, we miss him?
No, man.
No.
I did hear multiple people from Georgia say that he had a mental breakdown, though, last year.
And I feel bad for him for that. That's tough. It's hard. I've had mental breakdowns before. But all I'm saying is, you got to get out on the field and produce. Mm-hmm. Because the only way to it is through it, man. That's the reality, right? You know I had that in me, did you?
You're like Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore.
No,
he
I don't
all the
fucking
sayings.
Do that.
He has all the sayings like that to put on T-shirts. You have those too.
No, his sayings are like GTL and
not anymore. No, not anymore. He's been redeemed post, like, prison and stuff.
Oh.
He's all about motivational stuff. Like, the comeback is greater than the setback. Like, all of that type of stuff now.
Oh, I like that. That's
yeah.
Cool.
See,
I'll check it
I'm gonna out. I'm going to have to let you in on some situation quotes because I watch – Chelsea's a big Family Vacation fan. I still am – I preferred the first three seasons of the OG, but, like, she likes it, so I watch it with her, and he's all about the motivational quotes. I'm gonna hip you to this stuff.
All right, here we go. Can we go to 214 J and the D?
Hey, y'all. It's Jen in Dallas. Thank you for the condolences for my Aunt Cindy.
Yes, ma'am.
You asked if she included her flourishes. Yes, she did.
Wow. Nice lady.
She wrote down, like, transcribed out all of, like, my grandma's recipes and her, from the ancient family cookbook that grandma and great-grandma and great-great-grandma had written stuff in that was getting, quite frankly, rather dirty and had barely legible handwriting. So she wrote all that out and typed it all, typed a bunch of it, and shared it out. And then she was always finding recipes online or watching a cooking show or went to a restaurant and found something they liked, and she would work out what the recipe is, and she would write down what her final recipe wound up being and share that too. You know, just like, you know, they fell in love with pho, and she perfected a pho broth recipe and shared it out, kind of stuff. So, but yeah, if you don't want to write them all out, then don't. You still got your, the things you cook printed out. Just make sure that, you know, Savannah, at least, eventually one day can recreate some of the things that her daddy made her that she loved.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that was all y'all asked about. So, let's grow.
And that's the thing. Savannah is going to know how to cook stuff the way that I cook it. That's a fact, Jack.
Hey, make sure Savannah's got that $1,000 set aside for the Cape Hatteras bet. Just make sure she knows where that is.
Oh, for, no doubt. No doubt.
That shit's coming down.
See, she's in good shape, though, if she wins, because, and I guess the boys are still in good shape. They either have to split the money if they win, or I guess they have to split the expense.
They're gonna have to lose. They both gonna have to come off that $500.
Yeah, talking about it.
But no, I Savannah is gonna know. She and I cook together currently. She reads recipes very well. The times that my dad's had her, like taking her for like a weekend, or when my dad flew to Chicago and we went to New York, he was there with her. My dad cooked with her, and she has her own cookbook, and it's like a Cat in the Hat cookbook, and she cooks out of there food that she likes, and then she comes into the kitchen with me, and she spends time with me, and we, like, genuinely, like, that's, it's one of these things where there's a lot of different ways to give your kids good experiences. For some people, it's taking them to Europe, right? For some people, it's taking them to the Dominican Republic or taking them to Mexico or whatever, right? That's some people's way to give their kid an experience. Some people go to the beach. For me, the experiences that mean the most to me are where she sees me being happy. And I think that's a big part of it. She gets to see me be happy. She's happy with me. And we do little things that are going to carry a long way. And that means a lot to me. And it means a lot to her because she gets to spend time with her dad doing the stuff. Like when we go out into the garden and she gets to, whether it's use like tools, like she gets to prune the roses, she gets to do that stuff. Like those are the experiences that I think that they matter. And so that's just, I don't know. That's just the way that I look at stuff. And it's not, there's no wrong way. It's just everybody does it in a different way. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I will tell you one thing, speaking of experiences, her swim experience, it was draining for sure, in terms of like volunteering and the whole deal. Did I tell you they gave me a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was the number one volunteer. So I guess, you know what? Hey, fuck you guys. I was the main character of volunteering.
Calm down. It's okay.
But you know what the coolest part of your kid being a pretty experienced swimmer at seven is? I don't have to worry about her at the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need floaties. She doesn't need a swim vest. She just goes, jumps in the pool, and just goes and sees her friends, and they hang out in the deep end. And that's what they do. Like, she goes off the diving board and, like, hangs out. And you don't have to be within arm's length of them all the time.
Bro, I got coworkers who won't hang out in the deep end. Okay?
Oh, I'm dead!
Server, you know these people. That's impressive.
Really?
Man. Yes.
Who?
Just put it in a chat in a doc.
Hang on, let me open the doc or I won't see it. Let me open it. Give me a second. I will confirm when I'm in the doc.
Well, they won't.
Yeah, they just can't swim that well. They just can't.
About the pool. Can you at least shout me out for saving a child last week?
Oh, my wife saved a kid.
Oh, really?
How is that not the lead?
Yeah, you really buried. She saved a kid?
Well, the kid was just getting pushed in the water and couldn't really swim, and she picked him up.
Okay. So she saved him, though.
Still.
Hey, put it in the chat, Hartzell. Who was the
kids I've saved in my life?
No, listen, don't deflect from what. Hang on. No, that's not what's important.
And you don't want to talk. I don't want to do the main character thing, but, just because you've saved more doesn't mean that, it doesn't matter that she saved that one. You ever hear the story about the starfish or whatever on the beach?
No.
You don't know this?
What are you talking about?
There's all these starfish get washed up on the beach, and this kid this little girl's running out there, and she's picking them up and throwing them back into the ocean. And this man's walking down the beach. There's hundreds, thousands, maybe even of starfish on the beach. This man's walking down. He's why are you doing that? You can't save all of them. And she has the starfish in her hand, and she throws it back into the water. She says, yeah, but I helped that one.
Yeah, but she's also trying to save all of them.
It's a good story. Also, where were the lifeguards? She's trying to save
as many as she can.
Why did the lifeguards not step in at the pool?
Dude, I don't know, man. I've never seen any of the lifeguards get in the water at our pool.
They're just up there. Are they lotioning, oiling, oiling, lotioning.
Yeah, they're whistleblowers for sure.
I can't take it no more.
I think it just went under the radar. But my wife did something about it. You see something, you do something. Not just say something. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah, man. Let's go to what is it, 509?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Marquise from 509. And I'm currently listening, not even halfway through the newest episode, and I just had a couple things I had to call in about. One, yeah. Well, I mean, I always agree with Horace Felder. He did the man dirty with the narcissist joke. I realize it was completely a joke, and I found it quite hilarious, too.
Yeah, it was a joke.
The other thing is, when you guys were talking about Stand By Me by Ben E. King, is a thing that I found funny, is Felder accidentally started singing the lyrics to Lean On Me by the Beatles. Still a great song, but I just couldn't help myself. I'm not going to lie. And I don't know when this particular episode was recorded in relation to the most recent full cast, where at the end, over you guys talked about Hoot Fest in Spokane. So I live an hour north of there. And I just want to say how hilarious it was and how much I enjoyed it and would love if you related what happened to Felder if he hadn't seen with the Spokane Review who post. Last year, for reference, though, when they talked about nearly 1,200 injuries, there was 37 ACL tears during last year's Hoot Fest, and I think close to 15 in Achilles ruptures.
Jeez.
No!
People take it very seriously in this area, and it was great to even just hear you guys talking about and laugh about, because I found it quite hilarious. I love the show, guys. Let's grow.
So do you guys know about Hoot Fest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know about all the injuries?
Yeah.
I do now. I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, this year, this year there were over 800.
Yes, these included fractures like broken arms, Achilles ruptures, knee injuries, wounds, strains, sprains, lacerations, dislocations, concussions, and blisters. If you count, if you like said, I had an injury and the injury was a blister, man.
Doesn't count.
Nah.
There's no way.
Now,
ankle sprains are the most common.
Do you want to put some numbers just for context on how big Hoopfest is?
Sure.
It is, what is the number? Excuse me, the number is, it's insane. Is it 25,000?
25,000 participants. It's the largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the world.
Yeah, that's so, what we came to. Like 800 injuries out of 25,000 participants is actually not that bad.
But it's also like it's people playing defense. Like it's not like, hey, let's just go to the Y and run. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is.
And they're not professionals.
Correct.
Either. Like these aren't just regular ass people. So what I wonder more like is if we polled like a park with a court, right, where guys came and played pickup basketball, and we polled them after they played, you know, after we got to 120 of them, how many of those 120 would have picked up an injury at some point over, you know, 4 or 5 games playing pickup on that court? And I was like, it would probably be like over half, which once again proves that Hoopfest is an absolute success.
I've said this before. My number one fear is rupturing my Achilles.
Man, Kobe made free throws though with his Achilles.
I know, and torn. I keep getting all these like, I get served so many Kobe videos. I do. And I get it. Tough. And I get it because I think it's because it's a basketball thing. Most basketball players aren't associated with toughness. What?
But you just got their ass. just out here fucking throwing bows to basketball players.
But like
basketball players is a bitch.
But all I'm saying is like think about like because I've seen the same videos. Nope, they're not nearly as widely circulated. But about Tom Brady, where he was like, I will never get carried off the field ever. Not happening. I will always get to the sideline.
Shout out to Spokane as a city, though. I like that place. The time I spent there was very That's enjoyable. Good.
That's Cougar good. Gold, baby.
Never been.
Go Zags.
Never been.
Oh, no, that's right. Spokane is the Zags. Yeah, that's I'm Zags, thinking of yeah. Pullman. I'm thinking of Pullman. My bad.
All right,
I wonder if you can get Cougar Gold in Spokane, too, though.
I think you got to get it at the creamery down in Pullman. But they sell it at places. They do sell some of it in, like, stores. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm wondering. Does it make it to Spokane, or does it never leave Pullman?
It's available.
Dogs over here just learned how to open doors. What the fuck?
13 minutes, 4:07. Our pal.
Hello, Hitsy Pod crew. It's your friend Katie Shook in Orlando, and I am calling because I'm about to be a first-time homeowner. I am under contract to move in
awesome
later on in July, and I was calling for any advice you guys may have. Love the show. Let's go.
Sell it. See how much you can get. Make some money quick.
Honestly, we're outside. Like depending on your, I don't know the full situation, but I think appliances matter. Get something you like. I hope Paint you have it. Gas.
Paint Don't. Every room whatever color you want them to be.
That is that a good. Makes that a actually huge is difference.
It's That'll also, make a huge difference.
It's also rewarding.
Yeah, it is. And feels good.
If you have to buy furniture that fits, Like, I know too many people in their first house that have way too big of furniture. That's not a joke. Like, I know way too many people that have, like, huge-ass sectionals that are too big for the room.
Yep.
Like, you gotta, like, you can't walk behind it. You just gotta, like, always be going around it. So, that if that's something no one's gonna tell you, but I'll throw that one out there. That's one thing I love about, like, our house is we have furniture that fits.
It flows, baby. Got some nice flow in there.
Have you seen that Instagram video of that, I guess he's calling himself, like a wide receivers coach, and he has these kids doing these terrible drills, and then multiple people have just, like, mocked them, and he's like, and flow, and flow, and flow, and it looks like they're doing some weird dance. And I'm like, bro, these guys are going to get their heads torn off.
No, I haven't seen that.
All right, I'll send it to you. Because it's hilarious. And I know I've already sent it to all my teammates, and they have laughed hysterically at it. So I'll send it to them. Let's go, can we go 415, Justin, Seattle?
A lot of Pacific Northwest vibes today.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Justin here in Seattle, first time caller. Love the show, love the nonsense. Address a few things here. Number one, it is deluge. Number two, absolutely no chance I'm taking cucumbers from a nude dude at the YMCA. And number three, be nicer to Hartzell, guys. I feel like you tag team, beat him up a little bit. Be nice to my boy. A
little bit.
Love the show. Let's grow.
You have no idea how our relationship started with Hartzell. He was the bully. This is all fucking recompense for his neat K. Although, you remember Felder? Remember how he used to do us?
Yeah.
We'd be like excited about something and text our buddy Hartzell or say it to our buddy Hartzell, and he'd be like, neat K. Always trying to make us feel bad.
The K was so good. The K was classic.
Classic Hartzell. He started that. I saw other people start doing it. Y'all weren't doing it before Hartzell was doing it.
Yeah. So.
Are we wrong, Hartzell? Don't you fucking dare say we are.
I mean, he's going to say K.
It helps to be reminded of the origin story here. Your context is important.
Yeah. All right. So we have two more. We're going to get this done. Let's go. And by the way, so it's deluge. Okay. That's fine.
What did you say last week?
Deluge.
Yeah.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah. Well done. It's like Christopher Walken.
No, that's Michael Myers.
Deluge.
Let's go 410.
410. Baltimore, huh?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Guys, Chris outside Baltimore. Two quick things. You're the best from Karate Kid. I think that was actually written for either Rocky 2 or Rocky 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it has the weird history repeats itself line in there, which doesn't make any sense in Karate Kid. And the second thing is, Felder, if you're a movie character, you're definitely not Fuller from Home Alone. I think you are George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life. But instead of Clarence showing you, you know, how important you are, you're showing Clarence around saying, you know, look at these fools and how they can't get through life without me. All right, let's grow.
That's a deep cut. I don't understand the reference, honestly.
You don't... Wait a second. You don't know It's a Wonderful Life?
I know of the movie. It's the Christmas movie. I have not seen it.
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Overrated.
I think it's overrated as well. I did, just for the record, did work at a toy store that was named after It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Bedford Falls.
Wow.
That was my first job as a kid.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a man who's... I'm just going to read the wiki just so I can make it quick. The film stars Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey, a man who has given up on his personal dreams to help others in his community, and whose thoughts of suicide on Christmas Eve bring about the invention of his guardian angel, Clarence Oddbody. Clarence shows George all the lives he's touched and what the world would be if he had not existed. Yeah. I don't think that's a main character because I don't have a guardian angel. I just have packing a pool bag. I just watched my wife and daughter leave because the pool opens at noon. It's 11:53. Nobody said bye to me. They just got the bag that I had already packed with the lunches, took it, and were like, hey, man, we're going to go do our fucking thing.
Peace out, nerd.
Sounds awesome, honestly.
Yeah, for them.
Do you not want to be in the house by yourself?
That's not the question.
Are you scared of ghosts?
I am a ghost.
Oh, shit.
In the machine.
You're like Bruce Willis.
I see dead people.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the last one. We got time to do the last one.
I don't know what the last one is.
812 DKY.
Thank you. DKNY. Damn. All up in your
What's up, guys? Derek in Kentucky, but currently calling from beautiful Venice, Florida.
Okay.
As I go for my morning walk, I'm passing Cool Today Park, spring training home of the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, cool.
Mother-in-law just bought a new house and a development right behind it. Literally less than a mile walk to get to the ticket window.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going to be at spring break. I know you two would be jealous. Let's go.
Yeah, dude. He sent me some pictures. I'll forward them to you guys. He sent me some pictures. They're at the games. Like, they're doing their thing.
That's cool.
It's very cool. He's got the kids out there. He's like, we take a golf cart.
You've been to a spring training? Either of you been to it? I've never been to a spring training baseball game. Have either of you been?
I've never been to a spring. I have not been to a spring training game. I have been to preseason, like MLB.
Oh, I've been to an MLB game, but I've never been to like a. The vibes of spring training are very fun, though. So I bet it'd be an interesting experience. More minor league esque, maybe.
Is Venice part of the Space Coast?
Come on, Hartzell.
I thought the Space Coast was the Atlantic side of Florida.
Okay, so this is the Gulf side. Got it.
The Gulf of America?
Shut the fuck up.
Bullshit.
All right, we did. Look at that. We did all the friggin' voicemails. God
damn it, it does. Ugh.
So, how about this, dude? So, here's the last thing. We only have like 3 minutes. I think there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that have to have it this year in college football. And this is a tease for when we do this show on Thursday. But I want you guys to think about this. And it's for different reasons. Florida State, Texas A&M, LSU, Colorado, Michigan State, USC, Virginia Tech, and UNC. I think those are the teams that have to have it. And that doesn't mean all go to the playoffs. But they better show, like, proof of concept and proof of life.
Like, otherwise the regime won't exist? Is that the qualifier? Like, this regime will change if they don't get this year.
I don't know that everyone is going to be fired. Go ahead, Hartzell.
I think you should swap A&M for another SEC school.
Who?
Oklahoma.
That's a good one.
A&M's got Elko's in his second year. They were a game away from the SEC title. They're fine.
I know, but they spent a lot of money, man.
Yeah, Oklahoma won 6 games last year. Venables is in his fourth year. If they don't win with what they brought in.
And they lost their quarterback.
Yeah, but they got Mateer, who's supposed to be like the darling of the portal. But they got Jaden Ott, too. Yeah. I'm excited about Oklahoma, man. But if they don't win with this team,
I think USC is very interesting.
What's so funny?
But I here's the thing. I think that
they're going to fire him if they don't win.
Well, what's going to happen with
Brian
Kelly?
Kill that poor woman.
Well, it depends. Like if you have the number one overall pick in the draft and you go 8-4, you're in trouble.
I think Garrett Nussmeier is 2A, like we said, 2A, 2B, right? I think Garrett Nussmeier is in that 2A, 2B with Cade.
Yeah, but NFL scouts like Nussmeier more than Cade, don't they?
Yes, but that's because they like his dad.
Right, and the size.
Right. It's not like Cade doesn't have size.
Bro, you have Colorado on this list. Colorado's going to get... They're in for a long year in Boulder.
That's the reason I put it in there. Is that's like you don't have your kids anymore.
Right.
You don't have Hunter anymore. What does this look like when you have to actually fucking coach?
I got to be honest. If that guy was actually offered the Cowboys job and didn't take it, like that's some questionable life choices, man.
Right. So I think that's why they're on this list. LSU. Here's the thing, and this is the part with Nussmeier. Who is the best? Who's Nussmeier? He has a better quarterback coach as a father than his actual coach.
That's funny. I'll bring that up to Coach Kelly next week.
Because here's the thing for me is literally how many quarterbacks have gotten better as they work with Brian Kelly for longer?
Well, hang on. He did just generate a Heisman Trophy winner 2 years ago.
He didn't generate. You think he generated Jaden Daniels?
He brought Jaden Daniels fully, from Arizona State.
Yeah, but he came fully cooked.
Yeah,
he
was not par cooked
at that point.
Really?
He didn't even warm him up.
Brian Kelly was a server at Ruth's Chris with a towel on a 500-degree plate, and he just put it down in front of you because Herm Edwards made this man a pro. He made him a pro.
Okay. All right. That's the take? Okay.
Yes, that's my take.
Okay.
That's not a wild take. Did he produce an entire great football team? No, but like he made that quarterback into something really, really good. No one could believe that guy was at Arizona State.
Right. And then look at it. Go down the list with Brian Kelly. Deshaun Kizer, Brandon Wimbush, Tommy Rees, Ian Book, Phil Yurkovic. Like, how many of them got better the longer they were there? I think Nussmeier has like the secret formula because of his dad. His dad won't let him regress. That's not a Brian Kelly thing. You think that's a Brian Kelly thing?
In terms of like the Notre Dame quarterbacks, the Cincinnati quarterbacks, sure. Like
all of his quarterbacks.
It's amazing how we're just going to discount or just fully ignore what Jaden Daniels did at LSU.
He was doing it at Arizona State.
So okay,
he didn't win a national championship.
No, he was doing that
at Arizona State.
Okay,
the quarterback did great things. Brian Kelly was tasked with winning the national championship, which he did not do.
And then he lost. And I wrote this down
a quarterback that good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys to the NFL draft. They lost more draft capital than any of the other teams on this list. If you have that many draftable players, if you have seven draftable players, I'm not talking free agents. I'm just saying seven draftable players, and your best is 9-4.
Your best.
I mean, that's why he's on the list. USC, obviously. Miller Moss is out. We'll see what happens with them. I know we got to go, but this is like Are we going to see like can Lincoln Riley coach?
A little football talk going into the week. You love to see it.
Dude. Like can Lincoln Riley coach? Not offensive coordinator. He can do that. But can he coach? Does he have to go? Well, guess what? There is no more Nick Saban's home for wayward coaches.
Wow.
Which is what got Sark right.
You could make the argument I'm not going to do this in depth because we're up against it.
Yeah, we're up against it. I know.
But USC was a couple plays away from being 10-0, 11-0 last year. Like they were in there. Listen, I understand. I'm just saying. Like they shit down their leg
in just about every loss they had.
My point with your boy Lincoln Riley is they may not be that far away.
Sure. Like
Colorado is very far away. I don't think USC is that far away.
If ifs and ands were pots and pans, the world would be a kitchen, wouldn't it?
Oh, man. You're on fire today, man. You really are.
And UNC has to be on this list because I don't know what's going to happen with Belichick. No one does.
Yeah, that's an obvious one.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And I put Michigan State on here. My wife's not going to like it, but guess what? She's not home right now. But if they have another losing season, my man John Smith in trouble.
It's time to do something. Bryce Underwood potentially is about to cook for 3 years.
Look, this is,
you don't want that to happen up there. It's already hard enough. Don't make it harder.
Yeah, this is going to be – it's going to be wild. So we'll see what happens. This is helping me ease into the season.
Let's go. Let's talk ball, man. I already heard. I got a text from Wayne. He's ready. We got to do it.
I'm ready to do it, man. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Rate, review, subscribe. Thank you so much. Tell a friend, by the way. And also, I still have koozies. Hit up the Etsy shop, but I still have koozies. And I am working on another run of the Yetis. So let's grow.